I believe it's going to be a five-game series. You know, both of these teams are good enough to win on the road as well as at home. I can't call it. Flip a coin right now.
He's generally not shy of making a prediction. Corey Homicide Williams was with us on the show yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. No, yesterday it was. Trying to predict the outcome of the final series, which starts on Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Hisense Arena. Couldn't do it. Ty Wesley, I don't think, probably cares at the moment about buying into predictions. He's all about getting a win in game one. Melbourne United forward's been good enough to join us on the show. Ty, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
What are you thinking? I mean, are you thinking that it's, you know, they're such a storied organisation in Australian basketball, the Adelaide 36ers? Whatever you get in this final series is going to come hard.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in really good form right now. Have a lot of momentum, especially finishing up the regular season and getting through Perth. But, you know, in the same breath, we have a lot of momentum. We're, you know, we finished on top and we're looking to, you know, take a one-game lead after game one.
So, Ty, what do you sense the group's taken out of the way that you handle the Breakers, you know, late in the season and then in the two-game sweep in the finals? Has this group taken a lot, particularly what you've been able to do defensively as a group?
Yeah, you know, we seem to just be getting better each time out, especially on the defensive end. And that's where we understand that that's where we're going to win a championship is on the defensive end. You know, with Adelaide coming in, they're a high offense team, so our defense has to be ready to go. And I feel like the Breakers really prepared us for war and for, you know, a tough battle and prepared us for this grand final.
So do you, since you've been at United, do you get a sense that this is the most ready that this group's been for? I mean, it's had a tough time in finals campaigns. It's clearly got through the first stage really emphatically. Do you draw a lot of confidence that this group has learnt from those lessons of the past and is in the best position that it's been since you've been at the club to, you know, go the whole way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with, you know, bringing, and they obviously made the right move bringing Dean Bickerman in, and he's got championship experience in the grand finals. And so I think he's, from the get-go, you know, this is where we wanted to be, and this is where we've been working towards. So I think from the beginning, he came in and said, we're trying to change our culture, and so far it's worked.
You've had a fairly good record as a group over Adelaide this season. Do you dismiss that going into the finals, or do you kind of revisit what you've done against them successfully throughout the year and, you know, kind of try and repeat what you've done in the past?
Yes and no. You know, you obviously take confidence that you beat them four times this year. That being said, you know, they're a different team. They're, you know, I think Childress has found his groove and found his role on the team. And, you know, we didn't play him when he was, you know, it seems like we haven't played him in a long time. So they've obviously made some leaps and bounds in the right direction since we played them last. So we know it's going to be a different Adelaide team than we saw previously.
And when you get, you know, potentially if it goes five, you've got the three at home, but game number one's at home. In a five-game series like this, Ty, how big is that opening game, particularly on your home court?
Yeah, you know, it's massive. You want to get the lead. You want to establish your home court dominance. You know, I always thought with the Breaker series, it was whoever wins this first game is going to win the series. And, you know, five games a little bit longer, you know, it doesn't completely depend on game one, but, you know, you definitely, the odds of you winning the whole thing if you win game one are way better.
Well, you know what it's like to be part of an NBL championship-winning team, so I'm sure they'll be leaning on you on the way through. Just one question about, you know, your journey. I mean, you've got a really fascinating backstory where, you know, your family, and there's clearly been a life in basketball for the Wesley clan. Are any of your brothers or sisters still playing the game at any kind of meaningful level anywhere?
Not anymore, but, yeah, I have five brothers. Four of them played in college in the States. One played professionally for six years. And so, yeah, and I'm kind of the youngest of the ones to play. And so I had to, you know, learn from them and take my lumps and bruises along the way.
And how closely do they follow? I mean, I don't know where they are in the world right now, but how closely do they follow the travails in the career of their young brother?
Oh, they've been... they follow the whole entire way. All of my brothers, they stay up late and watch the games, or they'll watch the rerun the next day. And then, the problem is the next day is when I get all the criticism and, hey, why didn't you do this or why didn't you make this play? Or, you know, they all think they're coaches as well. So that's fine.
Well, hopefully there's no holes to pick in your performance after game one on Friday night, mate. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ty Wesley, Melbourne United forward, game one.